An analysis of county-by-county data in Idaho showed over the past decade, 39 of 44 counties saw at least some increase in obesity. That includes 4 of 5 counties in the North Central Health District. Coeur d'Alene-based dietitian Rebecca Tegg says obesity rates, which are defined as a body mass index rating of 30 or higher, have limits to what they show about someone's health. But one consistent finding is that obesity strongly associates with high stress levels. One reason for that is that cortisol, the hormone released in times of stress, slows the metabolism and increases sugar cravings.
I mean, when people are in a chronic state of stress, their cortisol levels are chronically high, and that can be a underlying factor.
Tegg says people who are stressed and overworked tend to rely more heavily on prepackaged and less nutritious foods. Stress and negative emotions also can contribute to emotional eating.
Emotionally, eating can serve as kind of a relief, eating out of stress, anxiety, negative emotions, loneliness, isolation. Food really can provide a dopamine high.
Though obesity rates can provide some indication of a community's health, Tegg warns they're not the best or only indicator. BMI cannot account for individual differences in body composition or bone density, and some people will have higher BMI scores that are still healthy for them. She says health measures, including blood pressure, triglycerides, cholesterol, and hormone levels, as well as lifestyle choices like exercise, smoking, and diet, are all important when determining someone's health and paint a better picture than BMI alone. I'm Rachel Sun.